So let's talk a little bit about lung cancer. I want to ask you about the presentation that you're doing for the Chemo Foundation meeting on nab-paclitaxel and lung cancer. I've been kind of tracking this story first in breast cancer and now in lung cancer. Do you want to talk a little bit about the study you're presenting?
Yes, it's basically a weekly schedule of nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane. Very little data on weekly schedules, and as you know, the drug's been approved in breast cancer. It has some advantages over traditional paclitaxel. It appears to combine well with carboplatin, of course, and paclitaxel and carboplatin are still a very popular regimen, and a reasonably good regimen, relatively speaking. So this combination of weekly Abraxane or nab-paclitaxel is well tolerated, and it shows considerable activity in a phase 2 trial that we participated in and I'm presenting here at these meetings.
Can you talk more specifically about the entry criteria, the design of the study?
Yes, it was for advanced or recurrent non-small cell lung cancer patients. Patients had to be in reasonable shape overall and normal organ function. And the dose of nab-paclitaxel was 100 milligrams per meter squared per week on day 1, 8, and 15. And carboplatin was an AUC of 6 on day 1, with the courses repeated every 28 days or every 4 weeks. And we treated approximately 60 patients, advanced patients of this variety, and the response rate was around 45%, with confidence intervals around that were reasonably tight. And a well-tolerated regimen, neutropenia was the most common side effect, but this wasn't prolonged or that severe in most patients. The most troublesome side effect was sensory neuropathy. Unlike paclitaxel, more traditional paclitaxel, however, this neuropathy was more transient. This has been seen in breast cancer work as well. More sensory and transient and often resolving within several weeks, sometimes markedly decreased just within several days. But it was still problematic for patients. And so this phase 2 trial showed activity, it showed safety, and a relatively high response rate in this phase 2 trial.
I'm guessing you took care of a lot of these patients?
I've taken care of many of these patients over the years, yes.
And have you used NAB in breast cancer or in any other platform before?
No, I've used NAB in breast cancer. Again, not part of the study, the original studies, but just as off-study patient.